Answer my question!
Hey, listen, nerds. You're listening to the Two-Headed Nerd Answer of the Week podcast with Joe and Matt.
That's right, dudes. We are back with another Answer of the Week, dudes and lady dudes. Of course, the ladies are invited as well. I got my man, Joe Patrick, on FaceTime audio, so he sounds fantastic. Say hello, Joey.
Hello.
Joe is back. Drove back from, where were you this weekend?
Sioux Falls.
Beautiful Sioux Falls, South Dakota, or Sioux Falls, Iowa?
Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Made it in, and he's ready to play the Answer of the Week. But before we can do that, we have to figure out what the question of the week was. Joey?
This week's question was simple. We want to know what you guys and lady guys thought of Thor 2, Thor the Dark World.
Now, we should say this is going to be big time spoilerific. So if you don't want your Thor movie ruined, smash your computer right now. So let's get started.
So many spoilers.
Let's get started with our first caller, Mr. Wooly Toots, calling all the way from North Omaha. Let's see what he thought of Thor 2, The Dark World.
Gentlemen, it is the Wooly T here calling in with my answer of the week about Thor 2. Now, I had the pleasure of seeing Thor 2 with Dainty Joe Patrick. And I think he and I kind of had the same sort of opinion on the movie, where it was, you know, it's a fun movie. It's cool. It's got cool elements and stuff like that. But here's what it felt like to me. It felt like a true Disney sequel. And what I mean by that is it was put out by Disney to make money. Other than that, I felt like it didn't really push the story forward very much. I guess it's pushing a love story forward. And you see the Nine Realms, I guess. I mean, I liked it more than the first film, which isn't saying much in my book. And then when I do say it didn't push anything forward, I get back from people, well, there's that scene at the end with the collector. Well, you know what? That was 5 minutes out of a two-hour movie. You could have given me that 5 minutes in another way. You could have given it to me online. You could have given it to me at the end of a S.H.I.E.L.D., Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. or something. I don't know. I feel like that was the thing to wait around and see. And I'm also disappointed with what Marvel has done since the Avengers, where the very, very last scene that you get after all of the credits has now become like a jokey scene, a scene that, like, something's going to happen that's going to, it's just for laughs and whatever. I feel like the end hidden scene in Marvel movies now has lost its power and has lost its allure, and, like, I'm no longer hanging on the edge. Now I'm just like, oh, what joke are they going to do now at the end to make us, like, giggle a little bit? I might be being too harsh. I don't know. They didn't develop Malekith at all. You know, he just was like a bad guy and whatever. There you have it. This Thor fan will never get the Thor movie he wants. And that's just the way it goes. I think maybe they should quit doing all these extra movies for these characters. Give a character one movie, then put him in a team movie. Leave it at that.
Dude got to the very last second of his 3 minutes. That's impressive. I disagree with some of what he's saying.
So the official Wooly Toots opinion is that he was just whatever, man.
Just whatever. I'm shocked. I don't know. I disagree with what he said about it not pushing the story. I mean, as far as like, or pushing the character different place, because I felt like we saw a different Thor here. He wasn't cocky. He was humbled. He was decided he's ready to defend the Nine Realms. He even told his dad, look, I don't want to be king. Dad said, you're ready. And he's like, no, it's more important that I do this for now. I would argue that was a pretty major character shift.
Okay, but what he was saying was that it did not push the Marvel movie agenda forward.
I mean, as far as pushing the Marvel movie agenda forward, did Captain America do that? You know, I mean, like, did Iron Man 3 do that?
Captain America introduced the idea of the Cosmic Cube.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yes, I would say.
That was a, I guess that was a fairly large part of the movie. But, I mean, this also sort of pushed forward the idea of like aliens and stuff like that. Like the Dark Elves weren't just a magic race. They were kind of like a Star Trek alien. Now, I agree with him. I don't think they developed Malekith enough. I think Malekith was a bit of an afterthought. But I did
save it.
I did like
save it, man.
Okay, I'll save it.
We're going to get to our opinions.
I'll save it.
I will say that I agree with his point that Marvel is now doing the joke stingers, which is driving me a little crazy.
Yeah, but we also did get the thing with the collector. So you had your cake and ate it too. You know, we got
both.
It's
true. I was happy that there was both.
Definitely.
But when we sat through Iron Man 3 and we got to the end and it was that joke.
Yeah. No, that fell a little flat for me too, definitely.
Yeah, that was expectations, you know, just kind of getting deflated.
Right. That definitely fell flat for me.
I'm fine if they want to do both. Give us the joke, but give us the teaser. You got to have that.
Right. Moving on to beautiful Los Angeles, California. It's the home of Miss Princess Ashley. She had a relatively short call, so let's see what she said.
Hi, Joe and Matt. It's Princess Ashley calling with my answer to your question of the week, which this week is about Thor 2, The Dark World, and how I felt about it. And I actually liked the movie, but the things I'm going to say are going to make me sound like I didn't. So take it with a grain of salt, I guess. One, not enough Loki. So sad for me.
Oh, no.
I don't know if she got cut off or what happened there.
We lost her.
I know. We totally lost her.
But you know what? I think her number one point is relevant. Not enough Loki.
I thought there was quite a bit of Loki, actually. I think there was more Loki in this one than in the last one.
I suppose. But I think after Marvel Studios has done what they've done to elevate Loki, I think fans would have been perfectly happy if this was really a Thor-Loki team-up book.
Okay.
Or team-up movie.
I'll give you that.
And not just a Thor movie with a little bit of Loki.
All right, that's so fair. That's fair.
And like I'm always happy to see more Loki.
Oh, definitely.
So I agree with her there. Okay. And I'm sorry, Ashley, you got cut off.
I don't know what the deal is. I'm not sure where she's getting cut off. Ashley, it's time for you to join the MP3 crew.
Well, it sounded like her reception cut out, so I don't think Google did it. But
could be.
If it was our fault, we apologize.
Speaking of the MP3 crew, we've got new members, and it looks like Sean X is trying to jump on board. Let's see what he had to say.
Hey, two-headed nerd. Sean X emailing in with my answer of the week, and I wanted it to be known. I'm emailing. It's an encoded digital file using like a lossy data compression. That's what I'm emailing in. Not an MP3. I want to just be known.
Wow.
This is not an MP3.
Wow.
Just wanted to chime in. Sorry I missed last week. Had some technical difficulties. I forgot. Was going to do it and forgot. But Kyle Rayner for the win. I think he was fantastic, having no ties to any previous anybody. And being an artist and being the Green Lantern and finding his girlfriend stuffed in a... in a refrigerator. I mean, he, for the win, he was it. Beta Ray Bill does not count. I'm sorry, guys. I'm going to have to, well, I might have to have a debate on that one. A nerd stripe debate, but Beta Ray does not count. I wouldn't count him as a legacy character. That horse is his own horse. Speaking of men with hammers, Thor 2, Electric Boogaloo. The Dark World, it was, I really enjoyed it. I went in kind of, I don't know what I was thinking. I knew Kat was going to be in the movie, that one girl who's played by that one girl that was in that, on that one show. I liked her on Nick and Nora's Playlist. Didn't really care for her that much in Thor. Don't like her at all on that television show. So I was scared that she was going to get more role in the second one, and she didn't. Not as much as I thought she would. And that was a pleasant surprise for me, and I was really happy with that. Story-wise, I thought story-wise it was fantastic. I really enjoyed the Asgard part of it, other than there was moments where I had flashes of Naboo when Thor and Jane were talking, and it just looked like Anakin Padme at times, which was kind of creepy. I think it was his long hair. And speaking of long hair, I loved how all of the Asgardians were all weathered and beat up from trying to make things right after Thor destroyed the Rainbow Bridge. I really love that we got like that part of it. We don't have to go through the war, but we got to see that it was hard on them. So I liked the villains. I thought Curse was cool. The design was different, but I didn't. The Predator-esque tusks, I think they should have went with the straight-out spikes. But the use of the color was great. I love how they didn't use that red and yellow. They had some on the mask, but not completely the whole body. The black hole guns at the very beginning were fantastic. They reverted to black hole grenades throughout the movie, but at the very beginning they had those black hole guns. Those were a cool design. Heimdall was fantastic. I'm kind of upset that Hogan kind of got put to the side, but Heimdall got to shine this one, and the Warriors 3 kind of sat back. So I'm kind of rambling here. I think I might have even said this stuff twice now. But really, really liked the movie. I had to say I liked it a lot better than the first one. And I thought the whole crew and everybody did fantastic. Odin, the Loki, Thor stuff, again, is by far the best part of each movie. Even the little piece that we got to see in the Avengers, I think those two have a great chemistry. And I want to see more of that. And then with the ending, and then you have the extra stuff with the collector. The only thing I wish, and in closing, because I'm rambling on here, I'm taking up be like 8 minutes on this thing. But the only thing I wish Thor's chariot would have been there with his two favorite steeds. And Matt can chime in with their names because he probably already talked over me already before I could say it. But I would have liked to see that. You know, even if he walked by him and was like, hello, you know, like in the barn or something. Or, you know, I don't know, like in Coming in America when Eddie Murphy and the elephant walks by and he's like, hello, Babar. You know, they could have done something like that. But maybe that's the next movie. So until they turn him into a frog, make mine Thor. Peace.
Tooth gnasher and tooth grinder. It's just if you were wondering.
I knew it. You didn't need to say it.
And I love that he didn't exactly have like a soundtrack going, but he was definitely listening to Eric B. and Rakim in the background. That was make him clap to this. I'm calling it out. I love it. I have to totally disagree with him. Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist was one of the worst films I've ever seen. It was absolutely
terrible.
It was so bad. They go on like a huge scavenger hunt through New York to get to a secret show. Like, give me a damn break. It was terrible.
Like, you haven't had any teenage kids do that for your dumb band.
No, we would never do that. You know why? Because that's not how it works in the real world. Okay?
Whatever.
Moving right along, Andrea Shockling, also joining the MP3 crew, one of the stars of the Comics Therapy podcast. I can't remember her co-host's name, but I'm sure he's a nice guy. Let's see what Andrea had to say.
Hi, boys. It's Andrea. At Andrea Shock on the Twitters, and one half, let's be honest, the better half of Comics Therapy with Aaron Myers. Myers hasn't even seen Thor yet. He's going to try to woo you with his cute kid, but I follow directions. I'm going to give you one reason why this movie is better than its predecessor, and one reason why it let me down. If the number one thing everyone is mentioning isn't Loki, what movie did you all see? Tom Hiddleston owns that role. He's dynamic and delightful, and he has more to do in this film than any of the previous on-screen iterations of the character. I'm talking ups and downs, an actual redemption arc. That's good stuff. Anyone who tells you they're ambivalent about Loki, and Hiddleston as Loki specifically, is lying. On the other hand, the fact that the best part of Thor isn't actually Thor probably tells you a lot right there. I just feel like something got lost in translation from the comics. Why not give us what we all want? Thor and the Warriors 3 hanging out and fighting monsters. And more Sif, please. Instead, the final battle here feels almost anticlimactic. Heavily reliant on CG, and personally, I just had no investment in the outcome. The stakes weren't high enough. Did I enjoy the hell out of this movie? Absolutely. Will I see it again? probably at least twice in theaters. So it isn't flawless. That's really kind of moot. There's enough here to not hate to keep most comics fans pretty happy. But I am going to leave you with one question, because I had a pretty extensive debate about this opening night, and I've been mulling it over ever since. I'm interested in your opinions. I have my own. I'm not going to share them now, because I like to play coy, but I do want to know what you guys think. Was Frigga refrigerated to spur Odin and/or Thor and Loki to action? I'm actually really looking forward to hearing your thoughts on this. And if it turns out we disagree, we can always argue about it on the internet later. Bye-bye, boys.
Very nice. And Aaron Myers made her sound like a complete moron that didn't even know how computers work. Yeah, according to Myers, Shockling was the Joe Patrick of the Comics Therapy Show. Doesn't even know how to push buttons on his computer.
Wait, what? According to Aaron? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Listen, we all know that Andrea is the brains behind Comics Therapy. And Aaron is just out there, I don't know, shaking his tush. I don't know what he does, really.
He's the button pusher.
Right.
He's the nerd. He's the kid video or whatever.
He's the you. He's the you.
He's the handicapped kid in the Burger King Kids Club that had, like, all the doohickeys, you know, and, like, the...
I want to say that Andrea was definitely... I don't know if she was purposefully pandering to the judges, to the hosts, but her inclusion of a fair amount of the John Williams Superman theme...
Yeah, that was solid.
Places her squarely in best... MP3 ever territory.
Okay, what was the thing she said about Frigga getting murdered?
Okay, so Frigga, her question was, did Rene Russo's character get murdered for no other reason than to spur Thor and Loki into action?
I don't think so, because they were already in action at that point.
I'm trying to remember. It's been a little while since I saw the movie.
Like, Thor was already pissed off. There was already an issue. And, I mean, they came back and killed her to get to... you know, the power that was inside Natalie Portman, whatever it was called, the red stuff.
The Aether.
Yeah. So I don't think so. I mean, I think she was a casualty of war, if anything else, and it pissed everybody off even more.
So your argument is that they were already on their way to protect them or to protect Natalie Portman.
And it was already going down. They had already crashed a ship into the main hall in Asgard and stuff at that point. So the attack was on. It was not like... not like Loki and Owen were going to be like, eh, whatever.
They wouldn't have let it slide.
Right. Oh, no.
But Rene Russo got murdered and now it's on.
They're like, sure. They drove a car through the front door. I mean, whatever.
I will agree with you to that point. I do agree that they were already, the conflict was already raging.
Yeah, it was already on.
I will say that she didn't need to die.
Maybe not, but I don't have a problem with it. And she's a god, so she can probably come back. Whatever, you know? And I thought it worked well. I thought it worked very well to get Loki super pissed off. I did like that. And maybe you could argue that that's what pushed Loki into the fray. And I'm all right with it.
But, I mean, but that's, like, what she's saying. That very specific thing that...
I
female character that exists only to motivate the male character.
Okay, well, I disagree on the basis of Odin. Maybe I agree on the basis of Loki, but I think that shows us that Loki is not all bad. So I think it's a good moment for his character.
What I'll say is that I think that the death gave gave Rene Russo's character a weight that I don't think that she possessed before.
I totally agree. And not to mention the fact that she was a total badass.
It's true. I think that, well, in Thor 1 mainly, the fact that Odin had a wife did not seem relevant at all to the story.
No.
So, I mean, I guess I would agree with Andrea. If Andrea is taking the stance that she was not a well-developed female character, then I agree.
And I agree there should have been more Sif as well. I totally agree. I like that character.
I, Yes, I definitely agree that there should have been more Sif. I guess my final thought on the Frigga thing is that she did not get enough time or investment to make her character seem important, and I do think that that is a failing on the part of the people that made the movies.
Okay. I think, you know, I already said what I thought. Let's move on.
I mean, why include her otherwise?
Right. Well, we had to get Loki into the fight, and that's how they did it, so...
And I don't know if that's exactly a good thing. So,
well, I think it shows that he's still a good guy. Like, there's still goodness inside of him, you know. He's not sure all is. Evil. He loves his mom. I can relate to that. Okay. I love my mom, sure. too.
Okay.
I wouldn't do shit if somebody drove a car into you. But if they killed my mom, I'd be like, oh, man, now I'm going to avenge Kilpatrick's death.
But your mom has value beyond her ability to spur you into action.
No, I would argue. Point. I would argue that is false. My mother has no other value. Moving right along.
Wow.
Bradley Moore, the amazing Spider Brad, jumping on board the MP3 crew.
Hey, true believers, it's the amazing Spider Brad swinging into action. And when I'm not seen on stage with the band Field Club, slapping my bass just like Natalie Portman as Jane Foster slaps the face of every Asgardian, then I'm whipping up my answer to the question of the week. Smack! 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 That's the sound of Natalie Portman as Jane Foster slapping Thor, then slapping Loki, and then my hand immediately slapping my forehead as I watch this all happen. Jane Foster is supposed to be this awesome scientist. She's gotta be, you know, a tough lady to some degree for Thor to even like her in the first place, as we all know. But for some reason, they just cast her as some weird groveling girl this time around, and that's kind of frustrating. You know, I really wanted more from that. I love Natalie Portman. That's going to be complaint number one for the movie, and here's my really big complaint. New Fandral. I mean, this guy is super tan. He's way more blonde than normal. He has the most dramatized English accent in the world. Zach Levi did the casting for this one, or did the role this time around, and I gotta tell you, I was not a fan. I did like Josh Dallas from the last one. He did a good job, but this guy, I don't know. Every line he had could have been replaced with him overconfidently going, oh! When he swings in off of that one ship that he helped Loki and Thor get away in to the other one to kick the Asgardians, he just, sorry, boys. it was cheesy, and he was a bit much. I like Fandral as a strategist. I like him as a, you know, a charming man, but not this slapstick nonsense that he did in this time around. I just don't like the actor they chose at all. I didn't like that the Warriors 3 didn't get to have much field time. I mean, Hogan was, you know, after that kind of a half battle at the beginning of the movie, Hogan just stays on the home planet and, you know, does what he needs to do, or stays in his realm and does what he needs to do to help out, clean up, whatnot. But you don't see him again until the end. You just kind of see him slowly turn his head. And that's it. That's it. You know, it just is a bit much. I love the Warriors 3, and I wanted to see them actually do something as opposed to just kind of being these slapstick comedic relief lackeys that they ended up being. I also wanted to see Lady Sif punch Natalie Portman in the face, or at least slap her. I mean, she deserves that, right? At least one slap. Two slaps gets at least one slap back, right? Overall, I did really like the movie. I don't want to make it sound like I didn't like it. It was great. I love the way they developed Thor and Loki's relationship. I loved Thor's little trickster moves. I can tell you that when I saw Thor without his little rubber chainmail sleeves, I knew something was up. So let's keep that in mind. Heimdall's move where he jumps off the top of the Bifrost portal part, and he stabs the elf upside-down sword ship nonsense and just kind of holds on to it. That's just freaking cool. There's so many awesome battle scenes. There's so many cool effects. It's a fun movie, and I liked it more than the other Thor movie. So that's the bottom line on that. Thank you so much, Two-Headed Nerd, for making this awesome podcast. Thank you for letting me be a part of the MP3 crew. And as always, ladies and gentlemen, do not slap an Asgardian. Amazing Spider-Bread out.
That was incredible.
awesome.
That was totally incredible. He just showed up everybody. I loved that. So Brad liked it. He had some problems with Zachary Levi as Fandral. I gotta say, he did not bother me. I noticed he was a different actor, but he didn't bother me.
Fun fact, Zachary Levi was supposed to be Fandral in the original movie, but couldn't do it.
Oh, no kidding.
And now when they came to make Thor 2, the original actor couldn't do it. So they got Zachary Levi.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, I guess the guy who played Fandral in the first Thor got a part on Once Upon a Time or something like that.
Oh, that's a brutal bummer.
Well, I mean, it's good for him because that show's a massive hit.
Yeah, that show sucks. I hate it.
Yeah, it's terrible, but I mean, it's popular, so it's good.
You know
good
who
for
loves
him.
It? Casey Baum.
Yeah. So, I mean, I like Zachary Levi, so I was not bothered by it. I was happy to see him.
And I always kind of pictured Fandral as sort of that Errol Flynn, Robin Hood type character, so it really didn't bother
me. Exactly.
Much,
and know? That's who he's supposed to be.
Yeah.
And I was happy. Like, I disagree with Brad. I in the sense that, like, if you want to argue that there should have been more of it, I'll back you. But to me, there was way more Warriors 3 in this movie than there was the first one.
Oh, absolutely.
And I really appreciated that. I do agree that it was stupid that they wrote Hogan out of the movie at the beginning.
Yeah. Totally.
Why wasn't Hogan there the whole time? Yep. Why did he have to stay behind?
He was busy cleaning up all the fires or whatever.
not enough money in the budget for Asians, I guess.
Sorry, Hogan.
But yeah, Brad, awesome.
Great
MP3.
Call. That was amazing.
Welcome to the MP3 crew. Your sleeveless jean jacket is on the way.
And finally, Aaron Myers may actually have seen this movie. He might not just be calling in, going for the cute grab. Let's see what he did this week.
Here we go. So, the question this week is, what did you think of Thor 2?
For free.
No, Thor 2. Thor, it's the second Thor movie. What did you think of it? Did you like it? Did you not like it?
I did.
You did like it? Mm-hmm. What did you like about it?
Scene 4 on the movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Did you like Thor?
Yeah. That's all of him and that's all on the come up.
Hmm. Did you like his hammer?
Mm-hmm.
You like his armor?
Yeah.
What else did you like?
Well, that's all he has. I mean, no more tough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, do we say people should see it or not see it?
Yes.
They should?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You should see it.
Okay. Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Who are you?
Luke. Tiberius Myers.
That's right. And I'm...
Dada.
Okay. Talk to you later.
So, once again, Myers playing the cute card. I gotta say, it didn't work for me this week.
Whoa.
Didn't work for me. I'm over Luke Tiberius. I'm over little Luke Skywalker, James Tiberius, Kirk Myers.
Yeah, listen, Aaron. That shit might work once.
Yeah, buddy. Come on. Come on.
Who do you think you are, Camarillo Brillo? You can't call in and say you don't have an answer. But seriously, your kid is adorable, and I want him to call every week.
But a little thumbs up from Luke Tiberius, though. That counts for something. Definitely.
Totally.
Joe Patrick, let's get into it. What did you think of Thor, The Dark World?
Yeah, man, let's get into it.
Let's get into it.
Well, my initial thought, Wooly Toots was right. We both came out of that movie feeling kind of whatever, man. And so I've been really thinking about it the last week or two. We saw it opening day, essentially. I thought that it was a lot of fun. Like, it had a lot of cool moments. And all of the individual elements I thought were fun, but I thought that the main plot was kind of lacking. I thought it was a little boring and a little dry, a little underdeveloped, even as somebody said, Malekith was a little underdeveloped. And I agree with that. So I rewatched Thor 1 the other day, and I came to this conclusion. I think the story in Thor 1 is better, but the execution of the story is better in the sequel.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
No, I see you working.
I think Thor 1 had a better story. I'm just much more fond of the you know, Thor learns humility, becomes a hero, that whole deal. And it's a good movie, and I liked it.
Okay.
And if the story were better in Thor the Dark World, it had everything else going for it. I loved the execution. I loved the pacing. I loved the effects. I even loved the funny stuff. The humor was great.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I agree.
I mean, and you're probably going to disagree, but I actually really enjoyed Darcy and intern.
Kat Dennings.
Like, the sidekicks?
No, her and Natalie Portman were my least favorite part of the first movie. And I'm not going to say they ruined it for me, because I enjoyed the first movie, but I thought they were the weakest link. I thought they were handled much better in this one. Like, she was actually funny, and Natalie Portman was important to the story. She wasn't just this side thing that Thor fell in love with. I thought they did a much better job with those two characters.
I will say that I think, having now seen both movies very recently, I think Natalie Portman is miscast as Jane Foster.
Totally. I think so, too.
I don't think she's the right actress for this part.
No.
But I love all of the other elements I thought were great. More Asgard, awesome. More yes. Heimdall, awesome.
Totally.
More Warriors 3, awesome.
Yes.
It's just the main plot. Like, I thought the Dark Elves looked amazing.
I thought they were... The way that they sort of gave them this Star Trek villain vibe, I really liked. I thought that was so cool. Not everything in the Nine Realms is, a fantasy. It's like, some of it is just plain science. Some of it, they're just aliens, you know?
I just thought that I needed a little bit more from the A story.
Okay. I'll give you that. I'll totally give you that. I agree that I thought Malekith was a very cool villain, and I definitely don't think they fleshed him out enough. I sort of feel the same way about Malekith that I felt about Nero in the first Star Trek film.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you got a fantastic actor to play this part. You came up with a really good villain, and we barely met him.
Right. Like, and I think that, like, Nero in Star Trek was a more sympathetic villain.
Yeah.
We just did not get enough out of him.
No, I will give you that Nero, for example, had really good reason to be evil and be who he was. And Malekith just seemed like he wanted to cause the heat death of the universe because it, you know, I liked it
because
better.
Because of reasons.
Because I liked it better that way. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, they definitely could have developed him more. On a whole, I think I enjoyed this more than I enjoyed the first movie. I really liked it. And maybe it's because it was better executed. It was a little more fun. I enjoyed all the characters more in this one. I agree Natalie Portman is miscast. I really enjoyed the interactions with Loki. I really enjoyed Warriors 3. And I understand that people want more Loki, but I also understand the idea of leaving you wanting more.
Oh, totally.
You know what I mean?
I do agree with that as well. I love Tom Hiddleston as Loki.
Oh, definitely. But I don't want to overdose.
Too much of a good thing is not always what you want.
Yeah, I don't want to overdose on it. I like they developed the character and they showed us that he's multifaceted. He's not just a trickster bad guy. He's also Thor's brother. He's also loves his mother and stuff like that. I mean, and not to mention the fact that Thor, who everyone's kind of downplaying the performance, but I thought he did a fantastic job. I thought Hemsworth was even better in this one. I really liked how he developed more as a hero and not as much as a cocky bastard in this one. And
right.
I thought he sold it really, really well. And
yeah,
as a whole, I enjoyed the hell out of this. I really did. I do wish they would have developed the bad guy more. It would have given the main story more weight. But I do think this was a success.
I agree. And yeah, I think Hemsworth did a fine job. I think that they did a great job setting up. I don't know if we need a Thor 3, you know. I'd rather move on and see movies about other characters.
Sure, I agree. I agree with that.
If Marvel's only going to make one or two movies a year, I don't want half of them to be sequels necessarily.
No, I gotcha.
But they did set up an amazing potential story for a sequel to this, where with Loki now on the throne of Asgard.
Oh, yeah.
Posing as Odin. Where the f*** is Odin?
I don't know.
And yeah. You're like, all of that redemption stuff that happened, all of that stuff that Andrea was talking about in her call.
Yeah.
What does it mean now that Loki has just, like, done who knows what with his dad?
Yeah.
And has taken over Asgard.
See, I will watch that movie. They do another Thor movie, I'll totally watch that one, and I think that will be the big Loki story that everybody wants. But regardless of that, I thought they did a good job setting up whatever's going to happen in Guardians of the Galaxy. This movie felt a lot more cosmic and stuff like that. And I'm not just talking about the last little teaser. I'm talking about the whole space element and seeing other aliens and stuff like that. Now, one of those aliens could have had a horse face and could have introduced himself as Beta Ray Bill, who was a slave and didn't want to be there or anything or whatever. I'm just saying.
Leave it for Thor 3.
All right. Fair enough.
Now, I think that as far, like, Wooly Toots' point about it pushing the story forward, the main Marvel story, I guess it wasn't until the stinger at the end that we realized that the red goop is really one of the Infinity Gems.
Right.
And so I guess in that sense, it did the same to introduce that idea and push that idea forward as Captain America did with the Cosmic
Cube. Yeah, I mean, I would argue just as much.
I think it is an interesting take. It seems like they're taking a very different approach to the Infinity Gems. Like, they're not even really gems at all.
Well, or maybe they will be made into gems or whatever, or, you know, yeah, something right along those lines, which I'm guessing that's where they're going with this.
Right. It's just, it's interesting to see and now look back at the past Marvel movies and go, oh, well, okay, that the Tesseract or the Cosmic Cube is one of them. Which one is it? And I think Kevin Feige came out and said that it's the Space Gem.
Okay.
You know, it's the representative of the Space Gem, which makes sense.
That would make sense.
But yeah, I think it's really cool that they're taking that approach, and it makes me look at these things in a different way, you know, than I was already.
Definitely.
I think, you know, I'm feeling a little bit, not having rewatched Thor 1, I'm feeling better about Thor 2 than I was when I first got out of it.
Okay.
I do want to say something, though, about the Collector. Benicio del Toro was ridiculous as the Collector.
I loved it. I loved him. It was
he's wearing a giant feather cape.
I love it. I
and
totally
he's like,
love it.
Whoa, whoa, oh, Sif and Volstagg.
He's a crazy space person. I love it.
it's so ludicrous. But I want to see more of it. And
oh,
if that's
definitely
kind of like, so James Gunn, I believe, directed that the stinger.
Yes, that is true.
And I am very excited for Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, it got me super riled up. I thought that was great.
But, like, his performance was so over the top and weird.
Oh, well, it's Benicio del Toro. What did you think you were going to get? Like, he was kind of boring and deadpan. You know? Guys, thank you all for your calls and your MP3s, guys and girls, I should say. We had two girls this week. That's totally awesome. Princess Ashley, I don't know what happened. I feel terrible about this.
She has bad luck.
Yeah, you need to investigate your cell phone carrier. See what you can do there. We will have a new question of the week going up this Friday. Joe Patrick will put it up on the THN forums. Thank you so much for playing along. And, of course, we'll have another episode of the Two-Headed Nerd Comic Book Podcast coming at you this Sunday.
Exciting stuff.
Hey, nerds. If you got an answer to the question of the week, you can call THN at the Ziggurat direct line and leave your message at 402-819-4894 or using the Skype username Two-Headed Nerd. And if you're too shy or have just too much to say at once, you can write your message under the Answer of the Week section of the THN forums.